out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Praise Yah, everybody. Hallelujah. I pray you're all doing well out there. And I just wanted to give you an encouraging message today because so many people out there are going through unexpected trials in life. But we need to expect trials and persecution as believers in the Most High. And I want to remind you and let you know that Yah is always working. He's always working. And He's always helping. He's always out there helping you, wanting to help you, trying to help you. Sometimes when we're in tough situations, we can bring up the question, where is He? Why did this happen? If He's helping me, why am I going through these things? We must remember, we must put our full trust in Yah and be still and know that He is Yah. He's working in your lives. And He's using all those things that are going on in our lives for the good and His glory, regardless if we know it or not. So we do a daily prayer every day, and so many people have prayers for themselves and for people, things that are going on, and we don't know why. We don't know why certain things happen, but sometimes we're not to question these things. We're just supposed to praise our wonderful Creator for being in control and taking care of us. But we certainly need His help. And what we read from the scriptures and learn from the scriptures is, it's not all about us, it's about Him. And that's the good and the bad. So don't put everything on your own shoulders. That's the greatest gift our Creator gave us, was the helper, the comforter, to help us and comfort us. Yah is always out there helping us. Need to be thankful for that, especially in those difficult times. So for those of you that ask, where is He during those difficult times? Remember the scriptures say, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious Elohim. There will He receive, we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Hebrews 4:16. Remember that. Hold on to that. Psalms 91:14-15 says, because He loves me, says Yah, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So when times are going bad, instead of questioning where is our Creator and why isn't He helping us, remember to call on Him and understand He's the one that's in control. And He promises we will be victorious in the things that we're struggling with. Psalms 50:15 says, call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you will honor me. Remember, not just on the mountaintops, but also in the deep valleys. Not just in the light, but also in the darkness. He's still there. More than ever, that's when you need Him. Call on Him at those times. With confidence, boldly understand that Yah is our help. He's the one that sustains us at all times, through all things. We can say, just like it says in Hebrews 13:6, that Yah is our helper, and we will have no fear. What can mere people do to us? Remember that and think that and believe that at all times. I know many of you are dealing with illnesses and pain and suffering. Many of you are having broken relationships. Many of you are having job issues and all these different things that don't always go our way. It don't seem great. The stress of the world. Help me, O Yah. Save me by your loving kindness. Let them know that this is your hand and that you, Yah, have done it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, everybody. Praise Yah. Because the scriptures give us the answer to know that Yah is helping us and talks all about showing us that Yah is helping us and his helping hand. Psalms 33 says, oh, soul with it for Yah. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him. Because we have trusted in his holy, holy name. Let the mercy of Yah be upon you according as we hope in thee. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this blessed day. Everybody remember out there, your strength does not come from your money. Your strength does not come from what you own. Your strength does not come from what you've created. The strength of everything comes from Yah, and Yah is our strength. Remember that. That's who we need to run to. That's what we need to do when the times are coming to the hard. Yah is our refuge and our strength. Yah is the one in control of everything. Psalms 28:7, Yah is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. How many of you out there find yourself trusting Yah during those dark, dark times, questioning him during those times when you're not getting your answers? Yah says to be a joy, leaping for joy, your heart should be, and praising him, not at just the good times in life, but also the challenging, tough times in life. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's part of learning to trust who he is. There's no one that loves you more than he does, and he wants to help you. He wants to help you, but he's also watching, and he's seeing who you're crying out to, who you're crying out to out there. 2 Samuel 22:33 says, Yah, who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. For I can do everything through Yeshua who gives me strength. Hallelujah. It's time, no matter what is happening in our lives, we would trust and fully depend on Yah for help. Yes, if he guides you to go to a particular place for help, if he tells you in prayer to go somewhere, if he shows you a way to handle a situation, listen to him. That's him helping you. But when we take things in our own hands before we go to him in prayer, we're saying that we are relying on other things and ourselves more than we're relying on him, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. Trust and depend on Yah for our help. Trust for him to guide us. Trust for him to answer. And many of you say, well, he doesn't answer my prayers, but you have a whole book of him answering your prayers. You just don't open it and read it enough. The Bible is his word speaking to you. It says in Psalms 112, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in Yah. See, if we didn't go through trials in life, we would never be able to confirm where our true trust lays. If everything in life went according to the way we wanted to, why do we need him? And we think, well, you know, he's just going to bless us, bless us, bless us. Well, his help is the greatest blessing we could have. Think about that and understand that and just focus on that for a second. That the maker of the heaven and earth, who made everything, is there helping us. Helping us. And what we seek during these times, the peace, the shalom. See, in English, we don't have many meanings to one word. But in Hebrew, the word shalom, the peace, the everlasting peace that can come amongst us, that the world can never understand. They can never understand the peace that Yah could bring us, because they're thinking with their human wisdom, and they limit our Creator and what he can do through us and with us. And our Creator can give us that peace, even in the worst storms, because we trust in him and we know it's going to work out okay. And we might go through some things, but we know in the end, we're going to be just fine. That doesn't mean we give up and stop trying. No, that means we run close to him. We seek him more and hold on to him and praise him and glorify him and reveal and talk to him and about him to everyone. Isaiah 26 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in Yah forever, for Yah himself, the rock eternal. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. So my question is, how many of you that are going through stuff are fully trusting in him this day? It says in the word, this is the day Yah has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Do we say that, or do we put all our problems and everything? I speak to people that are depressed and going through so much. And there's a difference to those that praise Yah and come to him and thank him that they got up. They thank him that they're out there and they're able to get through the day. But then there are others that are just complaining and worrying and scared and living in fear. I once met a man who got, you know, he said he hates a creator. And I said, why? He said one day somebody kicked in the door of his house and shot him in the chest 7 times. And I said, that's why you hate him? He said, yeah, why'd he allow that to happen? I said, sir, you got shot 7 times and you lived? And you're hating our creator? Don't you see his wonderful hand? He doesn't let or ask or control people to do certain things in life that they choose to do on their own that are tragic and evil and everything else. But our Creator's wonderful grace and mercy and protection, you got shot 7 times and you lived, you survived. If anyone has a reason to love our Creator, it should be you. But it's all perspective of how we look at these things. And prayerfully, this man could drop the bitterness that he had and come to see the truth of how Yah was with him in that situation. It depends how we look at the situation. So maybe we look at this in a way to understand that there's nothing impossible for Yah to do in our lives. Absolutely nothing. He created us. He's the one that controls everything that goes on in and around our lives. But with him, nothing is impossible. So when something's going in your life and it seems like there's no way out, there's nothing, there's no answer, to say that, to think that, to believe that is not trusting in Yah, because nothing's impossible with Yah. The maker of the heaven and the earth, the great power, the outstretched arm, nothing is too hard for him. And if you limit him there, you're limiting him in the beginning when he says, Yah created everything and he spoke and everything happened. He didn't have to do anything. He just spoke and the world was into existence. And if he could do that, he can heal you. He can help you. He can comfort you. He could rescue you. He could shield you. And he could do all that by just speaking. He created the whole world, including you. And he has control over your situations. But he wants you to trust in him, rely on him, and call on him. Even if it doesn't seem like he's there, even if it doesn't seem like he's helping us, he wants you to know he is. He wants you to take comfort and have that peace, knowing that. James 1, verses 2 and 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Not lacking anything. Hallelujah. And this is the opportunity we all have to put ourselves in, but the choice is ours. And my question to you is, this is the day Yah's made. What do you choose today? Who do you choose today? What way do you choose today? It says in Wisdom 20, verse 30 And wisdom is another word for, or Proverbs 20, verse 30, blows that wound cleanse away evil. Strokes make clean the innermost parts. How many people do you know in life that are depressed, down, complaining, worried, living in fear? You just know they're not trusting Yah. You know they're not looking at the situation in the way they should be looking at it. It says in 1 Peter 5, verse 10, after you have suffered a little while, the Elohim of all grace, who has called you to in his eternal glory in Yahshua, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. That's the word. That's the promise. That's the covenant. That's it right there. Believe in him. Trust in him. He's with you, and he's helping you at all times. At all times. Not sometimes. Say it now to yourself. Yah is helping me at all times. He's working for you. Romans 8:28 says, as we know that in all things, say all things, circle that, highlight that, underline that. In all things, Yah works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. How much do you love him? How much do you love him? Because he loves you more than anything. And with all things, he's working to fulfill his purpose in your life. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded to you. So there's the physical things. Do this, don't do that. Live this way, avoid that, to keep us safe physically. But then there's emotional things. You know, a lot of people look at sin as a physical act of something we're doing that goes against our Creator's word. But what about our emotional sin? The not trusting, the going against his word and faith, not believing. So we have a lack of faith, a lack of trust. We don't fully understand. We don't really want to understand. We're not reading the word. We're not following him. This is the double-minded man that Yah talked about in the scriptures. We need to make that decision and stick to it regardless of what's going to happen in our lives. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded, physically and spiritually. No fear of man. No getting the emotions that man gets. And no doubting that Yah's not there helping you, because he's helping you all day long. He's helping you all day long to observe all he's commanded us. He is with us always to the end of the age. How many times have we seen here? He's always with us. He's always helping us. He's with us all the time. He loves us. He loves us. It says in Psalms 27:14, wait for Yah, be strong, and your heart take courage. Wait for Yah. Remember, be still and know that I am Yah, is what it says. This is the day he's made to rejoice and be glad in it. He offers us a future and a hope. He wants the best for his children. So many people have an identity crisis. They don't understand. You're his children, and he wants the best for you. And he's out there protecting you and working for you and doing everything for you. Remember that and understand and see his help. Remember the faith we have in the scriptures. Yah, help us. Yah, help us. Even in those times where it seems the unexpected trials of life and everything, to know that he's there helping us. You know, taking away our pain, giving us that peace. I have told you these things so that may you have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world, John 16:33. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The peace and the shalom that comes with knowing our wonderful Creator, that is what's going to help us get us through these times. That's what's going to help us. You know, we got to come to him and speak to him and trust in him and rely on him. Again, I say, when it's hardest, when it's really, really hard to even think about, he's there. When we start thinking with our own human wisdom, how in the world can his hand be on us now? How would he call this protecting us when we're going through something like this? Those are the times he said to call on him, to call on him. And remember that he's there for us. Remember all the Proverbs written and all the Psalms written, sang. Remember these things. Remember King David and everything he had to go through in life and everything he went through in life. Remember him. Remember those situations when you feel like giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Somebody's listening to this right now that's going through something and you're at the end of your rope. Don't give up. Don't let the enemy do that. And that's what the enemy is so good at, because think about this. If he could talk angels to leave the heavenly realm to join him, he can mess with your mind and make you think something different. But don't do that. Don't do that. When it's hardest, when the times are hardest to come to our Creator, trust in him, believe him, that's when you can run to him. Run to him. I remember when I was going through one of the most difficult times of my life, the greatest scripture that he gave me, spoke to me and helped me and healed me was Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I read that scripture and knew our Creator was speaking to me, it was a tough season. It was a tough season. Some of you want to say, well, that was one night and the morning was great, but it was a season. And I came up in the morning with a whole new perspective, a whole new thinking. Praise Yah. And help me. His word helped me. He answered me. And when it was the hardest for me, he answered me. And sometimes Yah has to do that. He has to let us get to that point. He has to let us get to that point. But when we do, and we get that answer, the glory and the joy comes in the morning, as it says in the scriptures. The season, the new season is here. Hallelujah. The new season is here. But it's about praying and trusting when it's hardest. When it's hardest, when we find that now it's impossible. Nothing is impossible with him. Remember what it says in scripture. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything pray with supplication and thanksgiving. And let your requests be made known to our wonderful Creator, who already knows them. He just wants you to trust him. To trust him. It says in his scriptures, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. Well, his word says, trust in me with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. Your own understanding will lead to death. Your own understanding is going to lead to the fear of the world. Your own understanding is going to create distrust. And you're going to question why. Why is this happening to me and play the role of the victim? But with confidence, taking the offensive, it says, trust in Yah with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Don't leave any crack open for the enemy to get in. Trust him in all ways. It says in Romans 5, 3 and 5, more than that, we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because Yah's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh, who has been given to us. As we remember that, rejoice. I have a whole series called Suffer Well on my website, the Suffer Well series, that we can rejoice in our suffering as we trust him and we find peace and understand that we have all we need with him. It says in John 4, verse 7, peace I leave you with and peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Beyond our human understanding, we could find peace at these times. At these times, our Heavenly Father wants to heal us. Yah, thank you. I trust you to heal. I trust you to help. I trust you. You can do all things. And I can do all things through you. Thank you, Father. And thank you for Yahshua. Thank you so much, Father Yahweh, for Yeshua, that I could find peace and rest. And that I could understand everything you've done and why you've done it, because you've given us your word to understand in Philippians 4:7. The peace of Yah, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, your minds, and Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. That's where we need to put ourselves, in that magnificent peace, that great shalom. How many of you are ready to do that today? It said in Psalms 4:8, in peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Yah, make me dwell in safety. There's nothing else. There's no answer. There's nothing that can give you the peace that he gives. And remember that. And I know somebody's listening to us right now, whether it's in their car, whether they're driving to or from work, whether it's driving to and from the doctor, or whether it's on the internet. People are struggling. Something's going on out there that's not sufficient in our lives. I get that. I understand that. But Yah wants us to trust him. And in the end, we're going to be fine knowing who he is and what he wants and expects of us. To call on him in those times. To trust on him in those times with faith. That Yah would bless us. And he wants to bless you this very day. He wants to bless you even if you know it. When you're sleeping, he's working to keep you safe. He's your shield and your protection, but you have to make him your rock, the one you run to at those times of challenges and troubles in life. He's the one you have to hold on to. And yes, even though there's so much going on the outside that seems like tragedy and sadness, inside, the scriptures command us that our heart would leap for joy, knowing that he's working for us to correct. The creator of the universe cares enough about us and is protecting us and wants us to know that and live that. And it says in the scriptures, he blesses beloved with peace. Don't let these trials keep you awake. Trust in him and he will bless your day. Thank you, everybody, for listening this day. May Yah be with you this day and always. May he continue to bless you. And may you continue to find peace and refuge in your rock. Hallelujah. Have a blessed every day by everybody. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.